Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Good to be back on a Wednesday. Thank you for joining us. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we do thank you for taking the time out. Amen. Of course, you know, we are on our scheduled third week with in Hackensack, New York, with Pastor Miles. For those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in and participate, you can participate in a number of different ways. One way is you can call onto Zoom. The Zoom number is 505-568-6808. That's 563-6808. And the passcode is Psalm, capital P-S-A-L-M without an S, 23. That is the passcode. If you would like to call in on the phone, the call number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And lastly, you can share this message or any of the other messages that have been on the blog in the archive. And to do that, you would go on to Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again, and you can open up this message or any other messages. Amen. Be a blessing to someone. Let them hear the word of God. You may not have an opportunity to share with a friend or even a foe, but you can ask them to join and listen to the word of God. I just believe that anytime God is in the midst of anything, people's hearts begin to change. All right, as we move forward, we're going to move on over into Hackensack, New Jersey, and the next voice you will hear will be none other than Pastor Reginald C. A. Myers. Pastor Myers, you're on mute. Can you hear me?
I'm on the phone. Can you hear me? Okay, outstanding, outstanding. Greetings to you all. I greet you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that you all had an eventful day. I pray that you all had a productive day. I pray that whatever you have went through in a not-so-positive light, that you will use it for your good and use it for a learning. Let it be a teaching tool for you in your life. I just received a message that someone's desires to come on Zoom, but is getting an actual error. The Zoom ID is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And if it asks of you a passcode, it's Psalm 23, capital P, lowercase S-A-L-M, 2-3, with no space. I pray that you had some time to actually read over the scripture. And it's, for many, it's a very familiar portion of scripture. If you've been a student of the Bible any time or been going to church a period of time, and one thing that I have noticed in my life, that everyone wants protection. And I believe in putting it in phrases and sentences and understanding of where we live. I believe in, how they say, keeping it real, keeping it a buck, because we have to put it in where we live in order if we want to move forward, please God, and get a better understanding of his word. But everyone wants protection. Even when mothers have their sons and their daughters, and fathers when they have their sons and their daughters, we live in protection. You have mothers will tell their sons, fathers will tell their sons, when you go off to college, you make sure you get you some protection. Will tell their daughters, let's get you on over to the doctor to get you some protection. Any of those who buy a home, buy a brand new car, what do you get? You get some insurance. For what? For
protection.
We have our armed forces. Why? So that we here in America are protected. Now, with that being said, let us have prayer and we're going to go into our scripture. Our Father and our God, we want to come to you thanking you for life, health, and strength, Lord. We want to thank you for all that you have done for us in our lives. And Lord, we're asking right now, down inside of us, if there's anything that sin is not like you, Father, we ask that you cast it out. Empty us out, Lord, at this time. Anoint us afresh. Let us be right now of good ground so we can absorb your word. We can digest the word. We can take it and apply it to our lives. As you see fit for us to glory, give your son's name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord, we ask this in your son Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to start reading at verse 10. As you know, I'm reading from the King James Version, and I'm not going to read through scripture fast just to prove to you I can read. But what I want to happen is I want the word of God to minister to us as we read, and let the Holy Ghost speak to us. Starting at verse 10. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. I say it twice. There's a reason for that. That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I want to take those portions of scripture and reason with your spirit from this thought. Ultimate protection. Ultimate protection. Now, myself, when I heard this in Sunday school, this portion of scripture, when I heard preachers preach it, I never really got a good understanding. I would always hear people say, well, put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. Okay, you quoted it. You said it. Can you break it down to me? But for me, it never got broke down. So I had to do what Scripture said to do, to study to show myself approved unto God. What we're going to do is we're going to concentrate on verses 14 to 17. Now, I submit to you that
this portion of scripture that we're going to look into is an allegory. I believe that Paul is actually using the symbolism of a soldier. Now, I say this time and time again. I believe that God is and has a favorite branch of military. I just believe that in a joking fashion. And that version, that branch of military is the army. I have yet to see in the Bible where it talks about an Air Force, an airman, a Marine, or a sailor for military purposes. It may be in there. I just haven't seen it. And if it's in there, let me know. Because I'm not above correction. His favorite one is the soldier. That's what I say. And we're going to concentrate on the soldier. Well, now, if we take a look at this, scripture is clear that no flesh is going to glory in his presence. So if we are to put on the whole armor of God, what are we dressing up? What are we protecting? What is this armor actually protecting? Well, let's go back. Let's think about it. If we go back to the book of Genesis and we take a look where it says, when God says, let us make man in our image, well, what is God's image? What is God? John 4:24. If you want to take a look and turn to that very quickly. John 4:24 states, for God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The very first part of that scripture, God is a spirit. The real you is a spirit man, is spirit. You have a soul, which is your mind, your will, your imagination, your intellect, your emotions. For those who have been listening on Wednesdays, third Wednesdays of every month, you've heard that before. Your soul, your mind, your will, your imagination, your intellect, your emotions. That makes up your soul. And you are housed in the body, which is your flesh. But the real you is a spirit. So I submit to you, when you put on the whole armor of God, that actually is supposed to be for the real you, which is your spirit. Let's take a look. Let's go a little bit further. Let's go to verse 14. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Your spirit man, first and foremost, to have ultimate protection, must have truth. We're living in a society right now where any and everything goes. It must be accepted because in which we live. Things that contradict scripture. Well, what is truth? What is truth? How do you get truth? Turn to John chapter 17. The Gospel according to John chapter 17. And we're going to go to verse 17. And this is Jesus actually praying to his Father for his disciples. And he says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is so. You get truth to start part one to be ultimately protected is through the word of God. That's how you start. You have to have truth. If you want ultimate protection, you have to have word of God feeding into your spirit. Now, your flesh, the world, will feed into that spirit man if you let it. You have to allow the word of God to penetrate you. You have to study this word. You have to put these concepts and these precepts and his word in your spirit. You have to hide them in your heart. What it says, I hide the word in my heart that I may not sin against you. Truth, you have to put in. Once you have truth, the next thing you need to do to have ultimate protection, let's go on later on that verse. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, which could be the breastplate is righteousness. Well, the way you can have your righteousness, you have to have some integrity. The only way to have your righteousness is to have integrity. How do you get your integrity? We got to go back to the very beginning. You got to have truth. You have to build on this. Now, the Roman soldier had, let's call it a belt around him, which is the center core of him. Now, I know this because I served in the armed forces, which is the center which holds all of your necessary tools that you need for combat. If your center is not right, the rest of your combat gear is not going to help you. So you have to have truth around you. You have to be centered in truth. And then you have to put on your breastplate. Now, let me tell you something about your breastplate. It's just not just covers the front. If you take a look and you study that, it is the front, the sides, and the back. Your whole torso is protected. Why? Because you have integrity. You have righteousness, which is actually based on truth. Now you are really starting to get what? Ultimate protection. Who here does not want their spirit man protected? Who here does not want their loved ones protected? Who here does not want their belongings, their home, their house, their car? Who does not want it protected? You want the ultimate protection for all of that stuff. So why not have the ultimate protection for your spirit? Why not put in the necessary things that you need to get truth? Why aren't you not studying this? Why are you not taking time to speak to God, to receive truth? Mostly everything sounds good when you first hear it. And then once you have the truth, are you going to live up to it? Are you going to have that integrity? Are you going to wear that breastplate of righteousness the way it should be worn? Integrity through God's word. I'm going to stop right there. Brother moderator, please open up the mics. Does anyone have any questions, comments, or concerns at this point? The mic's open at this time. Any questions, comments, or concerns at this time? Okay, Brother Moderator, please leave the microphones open. Please, leave them all open. Now, let's go on to verse 15. Keep your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What does that mean? If we take a look, let's just look at it. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then it goes on to the next one. Whenever you're in combat, one of the most important things that they taught us in basic training is to take care of your feet. If your feet are not protected, if you don't have good leverage and foot in your footing, you more than likely will lose the battle.
Mm-hmm.
See, the soldiers would have what they would call hobnails on the bottom of their foot gear. Well, you may say, what's a hobnail? Have you ever watched, I'm going to give you an example. Have you ever seen a baseball game or a football game where the players wear cleats? Some have metal, some have hard plastic on the bottom. Well, what that allows the player to do or allow the soldier to do to dig deep down into the ground so that they can hold firm to their position.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have truth and you have on the breastplate of righteousness, are you going to hold your position? Are you going to hold firm? Are you going to dig deep down in that ground, and no matter what comes your way, you're going to keep your integrity and you're going to keep your truth?
Amen.
Because in doing so, what does it do? Let's look at the scripture. Preparation for the gospel of peace. When you bring the gospel of peace, oh, that's a beautiful thing. You don't believe me? Let's turn on over to the long-eyed prophet, Isaiah. Let's go to chapter 52. Isaiah chapter 52. So you have to know this word. You have to study this word. Because there's going to be times in your life where you're not going to be able to say, well, let me get my Bible and turn to the scripture. No, the devil ain't going to give you the time. He's not going to give you time for that. That's why I take my time to have us go through the scripture so that you can study it until next time we meet, 4 weeks from now, depending upon how the calendar falls. Isaiah chapter 52. Let's go to verse 7. New King James I'm reading out of here. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings and good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Now watch this. It says to bring the good news. You have integrity. Your breastplate of righteousness. Now, remember I told you earlier about the feet, where you have to hold your position. No matter what comes, you hold in your position to bring that good news, to bring that peace, to make people feel great. But do you know sometimes with your good footing, when it comes to combat and it comes to battle, you've got to be the aggressor sometimes.
Amen.
In order for you to have peace sometimes, in order for you to bring good news sometimes, you have to attack the enemy so that you can bring that gospel of peace. And if you are not rooted and grounded, always say, let's get rooted and grounded in truth. Let's go take higher heights and deeper depths in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
But there are times when you have to, from your standing rooted and grounded position, where you have to attack.
Mm-hmm.
But there were times, and I'm going to say this right now, Brother Moderator can be my witness on this. There were times when I took this scripture and I said, I ain't no punk. I'm going after him. And I'm going to give him a two-piece because I didn't have enough. But one thing that I missed out on was it was not, as it said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that actually was being attacked on me was my spirit man.
Amen.
For those of you who are on Zoom, the enemy was attacking me here. He was attacking me on a high level, which is where I'm at. But I'm fighting this Joker on this level. I would lose every time. Why? Because he was attacking my spirit, man, and I wasn't ultimately protected because I did not know what it meant to be ultimately protected from the scripture. I was just quoted the cliche, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. The storm is passing over. Sometimes, yes, you have to be still, but you have to be still when God tells you to be still. Because he says right here, this is what we ought to do. We have to gird our loins into, put on the breastplate of righteousness. We have to have the gospel of peace, the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have to hold our ground. And when it's time, just for us to continue this gospel of peace, we have to move forward and attack the devil in a way what God said. And if time permits, I'm going to show you the example in scripture. Let's go on. Verse 16. Now watch this. Above all, everything else that we did is good, but above all, it says, taking the shield of faith.
Amen.
Doesn't it say somewhere in scripture? I can't put my finger on it right now. I meant to look it up, but I did. Where it says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Let me see if I can find that right there. Fight the good fight of faith. Now, notice it says here, above all, take the shield of faith. What does that mean? How does that fight the good fight of faith? 1 Timothy, 6th chapter, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. Now, what does that mean in conjunction with, above all, take the shield of faith. Hold God in his promises. Hold him to his word. Take his word and bring it back to his remembrance. He can't lie, right?
Amen.
If we pray his word, he has to answer. And if he doesn't answer when we pray his word, that makes him a liar, right? But God can't lie. I found out the reason why some of my prayers didn't get answered. I wasn't praying his word. I wasn't praying his word. Look, it's his desire for me to have it if it lines up with his word. But since I started praying his word and finding it in scriptures, it's been happening. But what does it mean, above all, taking the shield of faith? Well, I just told you part of it.
Taking the shield of faith.
Taking his word. But now, how does that equate to the Roman soldier? Well, the shield that the Roman soldier had was so big that when the fiery darts or the darts came to them, they could all hide behind it.
Mm-hmm.
One soldier could hide behind him to stop the darts from coming. Many of them would have a leather cover or something over there, would dip it in water, so when the fiery darts hit, it would go out. But they could hide behind it if they would get ambushed. And if many of them lined up, They can all put a shield and hide behind it. So what does that mean for you and I? Whenever we're being attacked, let's put up our shield of faith and believe in God's word.
Amen.
Put up our shield of faith and hide behind that shield. And in doing so, we are being ultimately protected. I'll put this question to you again. Who doesn't want to be protected?
Amen.
I think everybody wants to be protected.
Oh, yeah.
Especially us who are of the faith. Whenever you hear about put on the whole armor of God, it's not talking about putting something on your flesh. It's talking about your spirit man.
Amen.
And I would like to call this, this is a spiritual armor. Because it says in verse, let's go back to the scripture. It says in verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we can't be talking about our body. It has to be talking about something else. And what is that something else is talking about? Our spirit. Where do you get that from, preacher? Let's go on and read. But against principalities and powers and against rulers and darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness. That confirms it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have truth. We have our integrity from our breastplate. Now we stand with flat-footed, 10 toes down, holding our position. We're not wavering. We hold our ground because our feet are dug in with our sandals, with our foot gear. And then if we have to, we're going to move forward with our shield of faith, knowing that God is going to protect us through his promises.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's look at verse 17. The helmet of salvation. Now, I take it many of you already know. You get an arrow, you get a bullet, bang. You shoot somebody in the head, what are the odds of them staying alive? The odds of them staying alive is really slim to none. So why is the head so important? You have to protect it.
Amen.
And in order to keep your head clear, in order to keep your spirit man clear, which we are talking about your spirit, whatever you have in you, whatever you're doing wrong, repent. Get rid of that wickedness. Repent. Keep yourself clear. Keep your mind open, or meaning your spirit open. Get that filthiness out of there, because there's no way you can actually do right when there's filthiness in there.
Amen.
Repent. Keep that spirit man clear. Keep that mind clear. Keep it protected by repenting. That's your of salvation. Now, when Paul wrote this to the church at Ephesus, he's not talking to them about being saved. They were already saved. He was talking to them with whatever's in you, repent. Keep it clear. How many of you like to live in a nasty house? Dishes in the sink, clothes all over the place. Bathroom got a urinary odor to it. Tub stay dirty. How many like to live like that? Well, if you don't do something about it, it's going to stay like that. If that stuff is there, repent. Meaning, have a cleaning. Clean your spirit, man. Repent. Get rid of it so that the truth could be in there. You could have your integrity. You could hold your ground. You could have your shield of faith so where you could hold God at his word. Now, your spirit, man, is in tune with God. And then when you start to pray, It says in Scripture, let me find it real fast for you. Psalms 103, verse 20. The angels hearken to his word. Now the angels are moving on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Because why?
Why?
You are being and you are ultimately having protection. Verse 17 at the end. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. There are some times when you just got to speak this word. This is your weapon. This ain't just a book. This is your weapon. And the way your weapon is executed is by you speaking. One thing that happened was in the military, we had an M16. They told us, this is not a gun. This is your weapon. And this is how you use your weapon. The word of God is your weapon. And the way you use your weapon, you got to go back. You got to gird your loins with truth. You got to have on that breastplate of righteousness. You got to have shod your feet with the preparation of peace. You got to be planning that nothing going to move. And if you do move, you're moving forward to take the fight to the death. Then you have your shield of faith where you're going to stand on God's word and believe God's promises when you're going in that fight. You repent, you keep the spirit man clear, you keep remove all of that garbage because you're protecting your head part so that you can take that word of God. Speak it in you. Now, I have an example. Because for those of you know, I don't just like to give you the word. I like to show you an example in the Bible where you see the arm of God being used. And you've read this. If you've read this before. You've heard it before. But you may have not saw it in this light. Turn with me. Gospel according to Matthew. Gospel according to Matthew, turn to chapter 4. Chapter 4, we're going to start at verse 1. And watch, you see the whole arm of God in the scripture we're going to read. Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 4, excuse me, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil take him up into a holy city, sitteth him upon the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him unto an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and them and the glory of them. Verse 9, and said unto him, all these things I will give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship. Verse 10. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee behind, get thee hence, saying, For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord, the Lord thy God, him only shalt thou serve. Verse 11. Then the devil leaveth him. And behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Jesus gave us an example of how he and us are ultimately protected.
Amen.
He had on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
I pray that something was said, enlighten the spirit man, just a touch more than what you had before today. Brother moderator, in your hand.
Amen. And thank you so much, Miles. The mics are open. Please do not speak over one another. If you could, one at a time. But if you'd like to make your comments, the mic's open. Just speak.
Yeah, it's important for us to stand firm in who we are and whose we are in Christ Jesus. Of course, we know that the enemy is going to come against us. But definitely the word of God is our weapon. Yes, it is. And we can't let our situations or circumstances dictate our walk with God. You know, we got to stand firm in who we are. Amen. And move forward in the Lord.
Thank you so much, Sean, Instagram. Is there another? I think I'm getting so much feedback because I can have the Zoom open as well as the phone line. So just so that you know why this. Is there another one? We have a number of different states on here. Please share your comments.
Good evening. This is Deacon Bradley. I just wanted to say good job, my brother in Christ. You did a good job. I didn't hear it all, but I heard more than enough. And I do love that. It always reminds me of putting on the whole armor of God, putting it on. And then you're able to see Jesus, of course, is fully equipped, able to resist the devil. I've never seen anybody teach you that way before, so thank you, brother. I really appreciate it. And thank you for reassuring me and my faith walk and encouraging me to be better and do better. Thank you, brother. You have a blessed day.
Bless your heart.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Terrence.
Sister Terrence,
I'm on the phone.
In your own Zoom.
Oh, yes, I'm on the phone. Can you hear me? I'm on the phone today because I was out.
Yes.
But I just wanted to say this message about the ultimate protection is the word, and I truly believe what's the word, and the word will work for you. So praise the Lord, Pastor Miles. I'm going to listen to this again. Amen, amen.
Bless your heart.
Amen.
But one thing that I like to say is I don't know about you, but Scripture teaches me in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, that there's nothing new under the sun. And if, like my sister has said, minister, or I call it evangelist, I don't call it minister, Evangelist Wilson had said before, if I have questions about something, other people have questions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the things here that I just kept always hearing. Put on the whole armor of God, but you would never tell me what the pieces represent. One of the things that we learned in the military is before you use anything, they told you the purpose of it and how you could actually benefit from it. and to put trust in it. One thing that I like to do when I travel, I make sure all of my equipment is calibrated before I leave. And one of my main things that I use is my GPS. Mm-hmm. I don't care who rides with me. I don't care where you say go this way, I go that way. I'm following my instrument. Because my instruments are calculated. My instruments are made by the manufacturer. If I follow the instructions of that manufacturer, I can't go wrong unless it breaks. And if it breaks due to fair wear and tear, I'll take that. But I'm following that manufacturer. And this word here is my manufacturer.
Yes,
I am going to follow this. It tells me to put on that belt of truth, that helmet of salvation, that breastplate of righteousness, that shield of faith. When everything comes on me, I can just hide behind it and take God at His word.
Take Him at His word.
And then I have to hold my ground with that peace on my feet. And it's sometimes for me to get my peace, I got to hold my ground. I got to move forward so I can have peace at another time.
And then after
I hold that defensive position and I have to go in the offense, I can say like Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm only going to worship God.
Yes.
I'm on my fast because I want my spirit man to get in tune with God. And then all of a sudden, here comes somebody with him. With a brisket sandwich with extra barbecue sauce on it? Oh, no. Man should not live by bread alone.
Amen.
I'm going to hold tight.
Get behind me.
Amen.
Now you know who you are in Christ Jesus. I don't have to tell you about you saved. You know you saved because you went to Romans 10:9-10. You confessed him. You believed that he rose on the third day. Now your spirit, man, and you are the righteousness of God. Put on that arm of God now that you know what it is. Put on that, that belt of truth. Use that sword of the spirit. Have your feet grounded in that ground. Have your integrity for that breastplate of righteousness. Come hell or high water, you're not going to move.
Amen.
Because you know you can hold tight to God's promise. And keep your mind clear. Keep your mind right. You got something wrong, it's okay, repent. He's faithful and just to forgive us from what? All unrighteousness.
Amen.
That ain't me. That's Bible. And if you got a problem with what I just said, your problem ain't with me. Your problem is with this book. And I always preach it, you better get me off this microphone right about that. Then your problem is with this book. And I don't have a problem with speaking it. And I'm going to show you something else tonight of why I speak so boldly. Because Paul is the one I try to follow after when it comes to preaching this gospel. Let's go back to Ephesians 6 chapter. I'm going to show you something that many people don't want to speak and many people don't want to say. Go ahead, say something, baby.
So one of the things that one of my pastors kind of say at one point, and I think that it is vital in this message, is that just as we get dressed every day, that's the same way we have to put on the armor every single day.
That's right.
Because
that's
the battle is coming every day. And so I think that we make it habit, and when we put it, we make it habit to be dressed, and we get dressed properly, then we'll understand how to actually approach the text, approach the world, approach everything that comes before us. And even like you said, that if I have the breastplate of righteousness, I'm no longer, it is God who's made things. It is no longer my righteousness or my me that exists, but it is God that is existing. And when I'm hiding behind that faith is taking those hits, and it's no longer the direct impact on my armor because my faith is shielding me from those things. And so I think that, I've heard some people say, where the hope? In your armor. Well, if you're applying it properly, there shouldn't be any holes because it's God's armor and because it's put on the full armor of God. So I think that's also a misconception that some people say that there's holes in the armor. God has no holes. There is nothing that can come through and overcome the God that we serve. I wanted to put in there as we get dressed every day, in the same way in which you get ready, that your routine, you put it on your mirror, that you apply and put on the full armor of God. And as my pastor, how he said it, we have no ability to put on righteousness. God has to put righteousness on you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to stand before mm-hmm. God and let God put righteousness on you. So I think this is a great, great refresher, but I just wanted to add that little tip.
Yes.
Add as much as you want. Hey, long as it edifies the body. But let me tell you this here. And I know Jesus is the one that we go after, but I try to have me a little Paul in me. Let me tell you why. Verse 18. Praying always.
Amen.
All prayer and supplication in the spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. This is my scripture, and this is what I'm standing on. And I'm asking y'all to pray for me and touch and agree with me on verse 19. And for me, this is Paul speaking, but and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel.
Of the gospel.
Because those of you who know me, I'm bold when I come with this. And pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
That the Holy Spirit moving me in deeper and even more.
Amen.
Because I'm one to speak up for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to defend him. He called me to proclaim it. I'm going to proclaim it.
Amen.
Homosexuality wrong? I'm going to tell it. Lesbian
mm-hmm.
wrong? I'm going to tell it. Same-sex
mm-hmm.
marriage ain't of God? I'm going to tell it. You don't know your identity? God made you a boy. You're a boy. I'm going to tell it. But
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this here. I'll hold my peace. But don't
mm-hmm.
ask me if you don't want the truth. Brother Myra, it's in your hand. Pray for me.
Are there any other comments as we come to close?
All I can say is amen to all of it. He just stirred up my spirit. Let me tell, but that's the first time I heard Ephesians chapter 6 broke down the way you did it, Pastor. It was so awesome and so encouraging for me. I was so blessed, and also blessed to hear Deacon Bradley on tonight. I know he was invited by Sister Terry, but God bless you, Pastor. You did an amazing job, and I just say amen to it all and encourage. And I tell you what, I got my arm on. I like what the young sister said. I mean, it's like when you get dressed in the morning, you got to dress up with it. So God bless you, Pastor. I really enjoyed the lesson tonight and everyone's comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Bless you all.
Praise God. Is there one more before we close?
Hey, man, I just want to say I truly enjoyed the lesson on this evening. And truly, like it was said, you've got to put on the whole armor. And you know, the thing I like what he said and what I heard said, you got to put the whole armor on every day. You know, it ain't like us to live in the Midwest. You know, certain part of the year, we take certain clothes and we put them away because we don't put those on. And then come the winter, we put away certain clothes and we put other ones on. But when it comes to the armor of God, you got to wear the whole thing. And see, sometimes that's wrong. We want to wear the breastplate, but we don't want to cover our feet. Mm-mm, no. You know, my mother used to say, we believe in being saved from the neck to the waist or from the waist up. But we don't believe in being saved from the waist down. And so we don't want that part of the body to be covered because we're like, nah, you know. But you got to wear the entire armor.
Oh, yeah.
You got to wear it every day. Because the minute you don't wear it, believe me, the devil is watching and he's ready to sneak in. But I enjoyed this. I really did. This was a great lesson. And, again, I just really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
Do we have another?
There's always time for one more.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jeff Sigurd. Thank you so much for coming on and speaking to sharing us the word. I'm ready to break down your own way. I do appreciate how you I'm for next week, I just sent out a text. I'm not going to mention any names. I just sent out a text for a speaker for next week. I'm not going to look for a confirmation right now, but you know, I'm looking for a response.
I'll be here next week. I got the assignment.
Well, that was confirmed last month. I was there when it happened.
Yeah, I'm here. I sent you my text already. I sent you my title. I will be prepared to come the word of the living God as God gives it to me.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Just one last final comment. If you don't put on the whole armor of God, I'm going to give you an analogy. That's like putting on deodorant and not washing. It's going to tell on. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord, we come to you thanking. Thanking you for your word that you have actually put inside of us. Lord, I want to thank you for all those who have participated and all those who have taken notes so that they can take your word, eat it up, digest it, and live it out in your son, Jesus. And Lord, as we go on throughout this week, let us be reminded of each part of the armor so we can wear it every day.
Amen.
Now unto him that has the power to establish and keep us through the gospel according to Jesus Christ, that may he keep our mind, will, imagination, intellect, emotions, and spirit man pure and clear before him. And may the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, abide into each and every one of us, now, hence, and forevermore. And the children of God said, Amen.
heart.